Representative Liz Cheney is digging in her heels. In an op-ed today in the Washington Post, she urged her party to stand for genuinely conservative principles and steer away from the dangerous and anti-democratic Trump cult of personality. It is expected, though, that House Republicans will vote next week to remove her as Republican conference chair and replace her with the candidate Trump wants, his frequent defender, Elise Stefanik of New York, which would make Stefanik one of the most powerful leaders in the GOP. So just how did this young congresswoman, once known for her bipartisanship, become so close to Trump? Well, NPR's Brian Mann reports from upstate New York and has been following her career. And Brian, for people outside of this area, it is glorious up there. You know, some parts are retreats for the very wealthy. But there are swaths that have had tough times since textiles, for instance, moved out of the state. It's become more conservative. Place her there.
Yeah. Elise Stefanik's district embodies all of that. It's the 21st House District. It's this sprawling rural district. It has resort towns like Lake George, but it also has really hard-hit Rust Belt towns like you describe. And over the last few years, this is a part of upstate New York that has trended more and more conservative. And Elise Stefanik's kind of political evolution has sort of matched that.
Yeah. She says she was raised in Willsboro. You spoke to people, neighbors, when she initially campaigned. What'd you find out?
Yeah, this was really interesting. When I went there to talk to people, no one there knew who she was. They'd never heard of her. And it turned out this place she was claiming as her hometown, actually her folks owned a seasonal vacation home there, which is pretty common in the Adirondack Park. And what this really suggested early on in her career was that Elise Stefanik was someone who was very willing to evolve her brand politically to kind of match the politics of the moment. And that's something that we've really seen in all the years since.
You know, she was, I think, the first in her family to go to college, and it was to Harvard. She wrote op-eds for the student paper, The Crimson. What portrait did you get when you looked there?
Yeah, a pretty straightforward East Coast moderate conservative. You know, her writing suggests this, her activism. She worked with now Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen on projects while at Harvard. And, you know, Robin, that really set the tone for her early career before running for Congress. She later worked closely in Washington, D.C. with a bunch of establishment conservatives, people like Bill Kristol and Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney. And, of course, she served a stint in the Bush-Cheney White House. A lot of those people that she was closely identified with at the start of her career are either never Trumpers now or are people former President Trump and his camp have solidly condemned.
It's so fascinating. The youngest woman elected to the House in 2014. Here's something from her acceptance speech.
Every single vote I take, I will ask myself one simple question. Will this help the hardworking families of the North Country? And I will work with anyone, regardless of their party affiliation, to get it done.
Now, how did she evolve after she got into office and during the Trump era?
Much of the Republican Party has changed to adapt to Trump's presence, but no one more than Elise Stefanik. At first, she condemned many of his biggest policy ideas, including the border wall and his criticism of NATO. She was fiercely critical of some of his comments about women. But that began to change. And by 2018, we were seeing her not only embracing former President Trump more and more, but we were also seeing her begin to use a lot of his tactics politically. She started using derogatory nicknames to describe her political opponents. We found her saying things that turned out to be factually untrue on the campaign trail. After Trump was elected, she really went all in on this kind of politics.
By 2019, she'd embraced criticisms of Robert Mueller's investigation into election interference and the Trump campaign. Then came the Capitol riots, 2021. What has she said about them?
Well, she's really downplayed former President Trump's role in the insurrection. She's made it absolutely clear that her loyalty to him is now absolute, a complete political makeover from what we saw back in 2014 to now at this moment when she's really poised to step up with the backing of Trump and his circle.
Well, what does it say about the party as Liz Cheney exits the stage and Stefanik is expected to take the spotlight?
I'll say this. Elise Stefanik is one of the smartest political campaigners I've ever watched in covering politics. And the fact that she's all in for Trump signals to me that even for moderates, former establishment East Coast moderate conservatives, this is where they're now taking the Republican Party.
Well, and she may be just responding to her constituents who might feel the same way. NPR's Brian Mann, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.